Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, gotwords.com, chiefhomeofficer.com, author of three books on being home-based, award-winning journalist. Jeffrey, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about you told us in the previous segment about the story about what you've been through to collect $4,000 in services from a customer, and how you had to go to court, you had to go to the attorney and the mediator, and you still haven't gotten all the money, have you?
No, we're still chipping away at it.
But one of the things we talked about that you learned was number one, don't let people get too far down the road.
Yep.
And
yep.
depending on who you are, and what you have to remember when you're dealing with businesses, when you're B2B, and I wrote an article about this, folks, if you want to go read it on my website, you haven't made a sale. You've made a loan. The first moment that you deliver services or goods to someone and they sign a contract, they autograph a document that says you received these goods or these services, even though they've done that, you haven't made, if you didn't get your money, you didn't make a sale, you made a loan.
Right. Yeah.
And you have to think about can you afford, every time you push something out the door, can you afford to lose that? And who is the person that you're trusting that to, and are they good for it?
Right.
And in your case, Jeff, as a personal services product, which I have had over the years and still do, you know, some people will pay their physical stuff vendors
right
quicker than they'll pay like a consultant or somebody offering
Absolutely.
Personal services.
They
have a different attitude about people, about consultants, for example.
Right.
You got to be careful. Everybody doesn't feel the same way about consultants. If you're a personal services deliverer, you got to be careful of who you extend credit to.
You are the ultimate unsecured loan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, when I write words for somebody, when I do some consulting for somebody, I have no recourse. And now what I did, actually what I learned from that, from the experience, is when I bring on a new client, my terms, and it's really uncommon in the journalism and especially the corporate copywriting and writing brochures, websites, press releases, things like that. Now my practice is one third up front. Before
oh, yeah.
Pen
yeah.
ink it hits paper, so
yep.
to speak.
Yep.
I get a third in advance. I get a
Very
third
small.
Upon delivery, and then the balance hence 30.
That's when you find out whether they're really comfortable working with something that they're going to get that they're not going to be able to put on a scale or wear or kick
right.
or paint
right.
or stack.
Right.
If you're selling an idea, words, you're helping them with some kind of a project or whatever. If they're not willing to have some skin in the game when you are, then what Jeff just told you said he does, that's how you smoke them out.
Yep. If they're serious, they'll say, oh, and you don't say, look, I have a new policy, but it's just my practice is one third up front.
Yep.
You ready to rock and roll? Let's talk.
Yep.
And that's how you, and I think part of it also is in this whole exercise is not to be meekish in what you do. And I've 3 decades, there was a time when, give me my money, you know,
right.
like I said, I've been.
Well, there was also a time when you said, I need the business, I'll take whatever anybody will give me and collect it later.
Right.
You know, I'm just glad somebody's calling me saying, work for me.
Right, exactly. Where now, you know, we've gotten obviously well beyond
You're established.
That. I don't play the games.
Yeah.
You know, and I have an attorney who we work with, and I call her, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I've learned that at certain engagements, there has to be a contract. If it's a bigger
mm-hmm.
ticket, we draft up an agreement, so I have their name in writing, and, you know, their signature on a paper saying that they're going to do this. So at least I have that. Or at the very least, we have a
Bombastic Bushman, right? That's your attorney? And that when that Carson's attorney, Bombastic Bushman?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
from the law firm Dewey, Cheatham & Howe.
Dewey, Cheatham & Howe, exactly. Exactly. It's another Garrison Keillor reference. But I think that
was Groucho. He got that. He stole that from Groucho.
I got you. Okay. So, you know, I think part of it also is knowing, you know, not being, again, meekish in how you handle this. As they say, as this TV commercial says, it's your money, you know?
Yeah.
And knowing
but you
that.
Can, once you, if you're personal services, once you get into the business, folks, after a year or two, you'll start understanding that you have to gauge how people feel about doing business with someone who does what you do.
You'll get it real fast.
Some people never, ever, ever can get comfortable writing a check for personal services,
right,
other than say a lawyer or an accountant. If you don't have letters on the end of your name, some people just can't stand it. I've met them, and you know them too, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely.
They pay you, they're going to drag it out like they're going to make you pay for working for them.
And look at the flip side. We have those who do trust and do work well with us and are thoughtful in the way they do business. And they're a pleasure.
They're the
around.
Ones you want to find. You want to avoid the other people.
Absolutely.
And they're the ones you want to ask for referrals from.
Right.
I want more people like you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, good job to them. I'm glad you're getting this resolved. And thanks for being here. Give us the website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.com.
There it is. Hey, Jeff, come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks,
Jim. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. He operates the Worm Cam for us out there on Main Street. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.